My Beloved Masters, composed by Srila Bhakti Vigyan Bharati Goswami Maharaj. Shri Srimad Bhakti Saurabh Bhakti Sar Goswami Maharaj. Accepting the shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, Shri Srimad Bhakti Saurabh Bhakti Sar Goswami Maharaj appeared in Khulna district of East Bengal, present-day Bangladesh, and was given the name Nand Dulal. He studied engineering at Ravenshaw College in Cuttack, where he came in contact with Shri Srimad Braj Bihari Das Babaji Maharaj, the in charge of the local mutt established by Srila Prabhupada. Although Srila Babaji Maharaj was not well educated, he lectured daily on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita as per Srila Prabhupada's order. Because of his illiteracy, his manner of presenting discourses was not particularly scholarly. Nevertheless, illustrious academics and English professors were so moved by his simplicity that they joined the Gaudiya Mutt and became initiated devotees. He often told his listeners, "I am but a peon of my Gurudev and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My delivery may be inadequate, but I always put forth my best effort in making sure their message reaches your ears. Since you are learned, kindly correct whatever mistakes I may have made." Impressed by Sri Braj Bihari Babaji Maharaj's simplicity, Sri Nand Dulal took full advantage of his daily association. Thus, a strong desire arose within him to take shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. Through this pastime, Sri Nand Dulal taught that the worldly knowledge of platform speakers can never infuse devotion in a person's heart. Although a well-spoken politician may expertly prepare a moving speech in his less than half an hour, the effect of his rhetoric is merely temporary. Conversely, the incoherent speech of an entirely illiterate but surrendered devotee is so courageous that it inspires devotion in the heart of those who hear it, even though it may divide of any scriptural references. It was with such surrendered devotees in mind that Srila Prabhupada wrote in his poem Vaishnav K, 17, "Pran ache tar se hetu prachar." He has life, he can preach. When Sri Nand Dulal notified his greatly pious mother and father of his desire to accept the shelter of Srila Prabhupada, his father encouraged him to join the mutt. "If you want to perform Hari Bhajan," he told his son, "I will personally take you to Srila Prabhupada and offer you at his lotus feet." Sri Nand Dulal accepted this proposal, and his mother and father both accompanied him to Shridham Mayapur, where Srila Prabhupada agreed to award the three of them Harinam and Diksha initiations. Henceforth, Sri Nand Dulal became known as Sri Nani Gopal Brahmachari. After offering his son at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, Sri Nand Dulal's father told his son, "I am very pleased you have decided to surrender yourself to Srila Prabhupada. May you always serve our Gurudev's lotus feet. I beg you, please forget me and never return home. It would make me proud if you were to follow these instructions of mine." In this way, Sri Nand Dulal's father proved himself to be his son's true guardian. Se se param bandhu se pita mata, Shri Krishna charane jai prem bhakti data, Shri Chaitanya Mangal Madhya Khand. He who gives you loving devotion for the lotus feet of Shri Krishna is your ultimate friend, your father and your mother. That very year, in 1930, Sri Nani Gopal Brahmachari was appointed as a teacher at the Thakur Bhaktivinod Institute in Shridham Mayapur and assigned to the editorial team of the Gaudiya Mutt's daily newspaper, Dainik Nadia Prakash. Eventually, on the order of Srila Prabhupada, he went on to preach in many cities in India. After Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, Sri Nani Gopal Brahmachari remained under the guidance of Srila Bhakti Sarang Goswami Maharaj, who awarded him sannyas and gave him the name Srimad Bhakti Saurabh Bhakti Sar Goswami Maharaj. He became the editor of Sri Saraswat Gaudiya, a monthly magazine published by Sri Gaudiya Sangha, the institution Srila Bhakti Sarang Goswami Maharaj established by authoring many articles that were printed in various Gaudiya Math magazines. Srila Maharaj contributed to the service of Srila Prabhupada's Brihat Mridanga, his printing press. Additionally, in Vrindavan, he managed the Imlitala Math for a long time and is largely responsible for its stunningly beautiful preservation. Whenever my Guru Maharaj, Sri Srimad Bhakti Dayit Madhav Goswami Maharaj, would visit Vrindavan, Srila Bhakti Sar Goswami Maharaj would always visit him. Their relationship was very sweet and respectful. Without fail, Srila Maharaj would always insist on bringing Guru Maharaj to Imlitala, where he would serve Guru Maharaj and all his devotees prasad. After Srila Goswami Maharaj's disappearance, Srila Bhakti Sar Goswami Maharaj was appointed the Acharya of Sri Gaudiya Sangha. But upon encountering various disturbances, he regarded his appointment as unfavorable for his practice of bhakti and promptly resigned. He submitted his resignation letter in person to the concerned parties, thus demonstrating his complete lack of conceit and selfishness. His simplicity was boundless and he was entirely nishkinchan. He accepted Krishna as his only wealth. Through his personal example, Srila Maharaj established that a sadhaka must give up all that is unfavorable for the practice of bhakti. He was not attached to the prestige that comes with a high-ranking position. Rather, he was interested only in rendering service to Sri Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas. We should be careful not to conclude that Srila Bhakti Sar Goswami Maharaj gave up his service. He simply decided to perform that service in a situation he found more favorable for the execution of bhakti. After resigning from his post as Acharya of Sri Gaudiya Sangha, he established a mutt in Siyudi, West Bengal, where he once invited Guru Maharaj to deliver a series of lectures. Serving Sri Hari Guru and Vaishnavas by any means possible, Sri Srimad Bhakti Alok Paramhans Maharaj donated half of his property in Sridhar Mayapur to his godbrother Srila Bhakti Sar Goswami Maharaj so that Bhakti Sar Goswami Maharaj could construct a mutt there. However, as soon as Srila Bhakti Sar Goswami Maharaj began laying the foundation, some Bangladeshi refugees pitched tents and began squatting on that land, citing the authority of a particular police officer. Srila Bhakti Sar Goswami Maharaj was unconcerned about the situation. He told his godbrother, Shripad Krishna Keshav Brahmachari, "I will not build anything there. Who wants to get involved in all these problems? I will simply stay with one of my godbrothers." One day, when Shripad Krishna Keshav Brahmachari accompanied me to the ghat to take a boat to Krishnanagar, he showed me Srila Bhakti Sar Goswami Maharaj land and said, "Look, some people are camping there with the support of the police, and Srila Bhakti Sar Maharaj is not very motivated to deal with the matter. Can you help him with this?" "Certainly," I said. "It wouldn't take me more than half an hour. Evict all these people. Send word to the father of that policeman. Tell him, Bharti Maharaj says if your son wants to keep his job, the place should be totally empty by the time I return to Mayapur. Otherwise, you must teach your son a lesson by filing a lawful complaint against him." Shripad Krishna Keshav Prabhu did as I requested, and the squatters left the next day after receiving a small compensation for the cost of their tents. Once his land was cleared of all refugees, Srila Bhakti Sar Goswami Maharaj told me, "Due to my godbrother, Sri Krishna Keshav Brahmachari's concern for me, you delivered a harsh message to that policeman's father. Generally speaking, it is inappropriate for someone wearing the garb of a sadhu to speak in such a manner. However, it is your duty to extend yourself as far as necessary in order to serve Sri Guru, Vaishnava and Bhagwan. There is no fault if such service requires you to resort to threats." A frank reproach. Guru Maharaj regularly held religious assemblies in many places, including Kolkata, Puri and Vrindavan. On the invitation cards, he always included the names of his invited godbrothers along with their brief introductions. Once, one of Guru Maharaj's godbrothers became angry to see that Guru Maharaj had not included an introduction next to his name. He told some of his other godbrothers, "Why hasn't Madam Maharaj included an introduction of me? He has introduced himself and his other godbrothers as the founder acharya of their respective institutions, but he has not mentioned any details about me. This is entirely improper." In reply, Srila Bhaktisar Goswami Maharaj, who was straightforward and without malice, said, "You have only recently required a small place that has but two rooms. You have not held any festival there, so Shripad Madhav Maharaj has no way of knowing where it is. Are you a sadhu? If so, then you must always remain humble. Does your disposition reflect the meaning of Trinadapi Sunichet, the quality of being humbler than a blade of grass? In the past, Shripad Madhav Maharaj has shown you great respect, even though you are his junior. Why, then, are you so angry? You cannot even imagine the depth to which Sri Hayagriva Brahmachari has entered the innermost region of Srila Prabhupada's heart. Do not pay attention to all these trivialities and thus cheat yourself of the essence which is association with and service to sadhus. Whose service is most superior?" Srila Bhaktisar Goswami Maharaj told me he once posed a question to his godbrothers. According to their respective capacities, the many sannyasis and brahmacharis of the mart are busily engaged from morning to night in various services. Srila Prabhupada's grastha and vanaprastha disciples also perform many different services. Do consideration of superiority and inferiority apply to the activities of service? If so, then which service is considered most exalted and whose service is topmost? After an extensive discussion, they could not reach a solid conclusion, and so they relayed the question to Srila Prabhupada via Sri Paramanand Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada answered with one sentence: "The more love one has for the Vaishnavas, the more exalted one's service is." In other words, there are no big or small services. Rather, it is the servant's mood that makes his service either first, second, or third class. 5 Instructions. One day, while giving darshan to his disciples, Srila Bhaktisar Goswami Maharaj said, "I have spoken many things, and you have all heard so much. Remain engaged in spiritual activities. Thus, you will go somewhere and one day obtain what you seek." Speaking this much, he fell silent. After a few moments, he got up from his chair, and as he went into his room, he asked one of the disciples to speak Harikatha. His disciple spoke on the rather unlimited subject his Gurudev had just conveyed in only a few words. "I have spoken many things. Despite his advanced age, Srila Guru Maharaj has tirelessly and repeatedly explained, at great length and in a simple manner, the scriptural truths pertaining to bhajan sadhan and the process to attain the lotus feet of Sri Hari. You have all heard so much." Here, Srila Guru Maharaj is saying, "Day after day, morning, noon and night, I have unfailingly spoken Harikatha, sometimes addressing easy subject matters and at other times tackling difficult ones. You have all heard so much and grasped something, some more than others. Because of your extensive hearing, your path towards the ultimate goal of life has been without difficulty. Remain engaged in spiritual activities. Now that you have understood many profound concepts concerning spiritual life, go forward and follow those teachings properly with firm conviction and according to the guidance offered by the scriptures. Thus, you will go somewhere if you can daily and attentively serve, that is, worship the deities, behold them, study scripture, perform kirtan, chant japa and meditate under the guidance of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas. Then the day will surely come when you will attain your prime object. You will one day obtain what you seek. If you heed the previous 4 instructions, then in this 5th stage, you will surely attain the rarely attained and eternally revered divinity, Sri Sri Radha Krishna. You will leave behind this temporary inferior earthly realm and reach Golok Vrindavan, where all abide in a perpetual blissful spring, then your life will be successful. You will be happy, peaceful, immortal, and forever liberated, eternally full of sweetness and laughter.